Sounds of Jazz. We are here today because of a lot of artists who started out who really are the innovators of jazz. And the type of jazz that we do is basically a tribute to those who, like in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, were the ones who gave what the smooth jazz people like to listen to their start. If it weren't for them, we would not have the wave and the music like that. So what I like to do is to keep that music alive and to have real music and respectable music and bring class back to music. So that's what this is all about. The song that I just performed is All Blues, which is a song by Miles Davis, the late, great Miles Davis. That particular song, All Blues, was a song that the lyrics were actually written by Oscar Brown Jr., who was a civil rights activist as well as a playwright, and has done so many great things. And he teamed up with Miles Davis on an album called Some Kind of Blue. And that is an album that has just withstood the test of time. There are so many great songs that came off of that album. So What was one of those songs. Freddie the Freeloader was one of those songs. And of course, All Blues was one of those songs. And so, in looking at the jazz artists back in that time who were also on that album, you had some really good people, like Cannonball Adderley was on that album. I didn't know that. I did a little bit of research, as my dad was like, you need to prepare. Well, I got to do my homework this week. So, I mean, I knew some of this, and I'm sure as I do some of these songs, you'll recognize the songs and some of the artists. So I'll just give you a little brief history of these songs as we do them, and just to once again welcome you to the Cleveland Public Library, and I'm very proud to be here. And thank you, Michael, so much, because you know, I love classical music, and that's where I got my start. But the jazz, listening to Mr. Reggie Ridd over there, Daddy-O in the corner, he hooked me up to the jazz. I didn't want to do jazz. I'm like, I want to play the Michael Jackson songs and all that other stuff that we listen to, those in my generation. And he's like, no, you need to learn jazz. If you're going to be a musician, you're going to learn jazz. And until I got to college, I was like, Daddy, jazz is awesome. Newsflash. So without further ado, I'm going to do another tune for you called God Bless the Child. This is a song that was written by Billie Holiday. I thought she just performed that song, but actually her and Arthur Herzog wrote the music to this song. So I'm going to do this one for you. I'm sure you've heard this, and this is my version in tribute to Billie Holiday. Yeah. playwright, like just awesome playwright. And this play actually is Porgy and Bess. And I'm sure many of you have seen that. Ira Gershwin is the one who wrote that song. And many people, of course, have performed Summertime. And there's so many different versions of it. My first introduction to this song was in college, once again. And for my recital, I had to sing it in an operatic voice. And that just wasn't going to fly. But it was a good introduction in a different version, because growing up, as well as just hearing music out, you know, or in albums, one of the things is that I heard funk versions, I heard jazz versions, but to hear it in an operatic, the original voice that it was intended, was just amazing. So without further ado, we're going to give you the Sounds of Jazz version, one that I worked on 4 years ago, and we still are working to perfect it, so we're just gonna do it and kick it out, and we're gonna have fun.
Thank you.
Sounds of Jazz version of Summertime. The next song that we're going to do, we're going to slow it down. This is a song that's going to feature Daddy-O, Mr. Reggie Redd. This song is called Moonlight in Vermont. This song was done by many people. I've heard it, of course, by Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. There are so many people who have done this song. Frank Sinatra, one of my favorites. I love Frank Sinatra. So there are so many different artists who've performed this song over the years. But without further ado, we're going to listen to Mr. Red, who's going to lead off on this song.
Thank you.
Such a great song, and I just enjoyed performing that one with Mr. Ben, Mr. Reginald Ben, or Daddy O, as I call him, or tenor sax. Of course, Ben McCone from bass, and Scott Wilson, and Rebecca on piano. Thank you guys. This next song that we're going to do is really a song by Van Morrison. It's called Moon Dance. But, of course, when I was born, my dad named me after one of my favorite singers, Nancy Wilson. And I heard a version, a jazz version of Moon Dance, and I was like, I've got to do this song. So even though it is not one of the songs that was written in the 30s or 40s, it is still a nice staple and a jazz song that I think needs to be delivered. So without further ado, we're going to deliver Moon Dance. Romance, need the cover. sweet romance. Meet the cover of October skies. Well, all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sounds of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to lead to the carving of your heartstrings and play something more. And all the nights my dreams seem to mislead. And all the nights of the light seems to shine on your flesh. And I just have one normal day with you, my love. And I just have one normal day with you.
Thank you.
next song is called Lullaby of Birdland, and it's going to feature our wonderful bass player, Mr. John McComb, straight from the Akron Symphony Orchestra in Canton and Columbus and all Ohio. Phrase how I feel. Have you ever hurt? Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Have we been playing over an hour? Wow, I've had so much fun. I could just sit here and just keep going. Thank you for having a blast. Wow, I've got a lot of songs left here. We're going to do two more for you. The next one is Girl from Ipanema. That's a song that me and my dad get to play around and have a little fun with.
Thank you. but it's also a song that I know with much homage I want to give to Sarah Vaughan. She is one of my all-time favorite singers because her voice is like an instrument. And I've worked with a lot of musicians in this town, and I've gotten a lot of schooling, so to speak. And one of the things about Sarah Vaughan is that her voice was an instrument. And in this town, and anywhere where there's real jazz music, I mean real music, the real music, singers come a dime a dozen, but if you don't use your voice as an instrument, I know the musicians that I work with, they don't care who my daddy is, if I'm not out there projecting, performing, and executing my voice, I'm not a musician. So this song, Misty, is one song that allows me to use some of that that I've gained and learned from not only my dad, but from listening to albums, to all of my wonderful lessons, and driving my ex-college neighbor, Montree, back there crazy practicing. I'm gonna do Misty. When I first met her in college, she's only a couple of years ahead of me, and she's like, "I heard you can sing, now sing." And I'm like, "Who is this? And why is she in my room without knocking?" So she said, "Sing anything." And I'm like, "What?" She said, "What do you know?" I said, "Well, I've been practicing a song called Misty with my dad. We'll sing it." And she just proceeded to put her behind on my little desk and sat there until I finished. And then she said, "Oh, I guess you can sing. My name is Montree, by the way." So I'm gonna do this song in honor of my true friend, Miss Montree Bucker Adams, and my dad, who is the one who taught me this first jazz song that I ever learned.
Reginald Red.